everybody. Well, today's our Wednesday program, Creation, Life, Shift, Healing. And we're on BBS Station 1. And the next two nights, which is Friday, Saturday, we'll be on Station 2. Same time, a different station. So, the date today is August 10th, 2016. And as usual, we'll clear the date for everybody in case you're connected to something with this date from the distant past or more current past. But here we go. Let's release the energies. So, 8-10-2016. Here we go. Releasing that energy from you, the energetic cordings, keywords, key numbers. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's bring forth the light beings here. We'll do those first, and we'll clear away your own particular incident. So light beam activation. Bring peace into your room. Here they come. Any monitors you have up will energize each light beam. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now you can think of a situation that you've dealt with or maybe still dealing with it that's bothering you. So let's release that energy from that one particular it's a timeline, basically, and it would be a program on a timeline. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. And here we go. Next, let's just release some aliens if they're around waiting to leave. So here we go. We'll count to 100 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One-way ticket out of here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So, are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship Show. We always have a lot of nice new emails in here, questions and testimonials. All sorts of good stuff from all of our listeners. So thank you very much, listeners, for sending cool stuff in. So I believe this weekend, let's see, the four-hour Ascension preparation call starts on August 13th. And then the next day, which is Sunday, we always have our eight-hour healing intensive conference call. So that's August 14th. And the next couple following weekends, the 21st and the 28th. And we just did our physical body vortex clearing. That was last Saturday. So I know that that was talked about a little bit. I don't know if, Ron, if you want to talk about it more tonight. But it was an interesting experience. I was definitely on the call. And I think a lot of people were on the call. So I bet a lot of people have things to say. I'm going to be looking in the box tonight to see if anyone has any testimonies. But we do have one, and this is actually about an old show, so I'm just going to read that real quick, Ron. It says, as a newbie, I just listened to the 8-14-2013 BBS show, an exceptional show discussing how entities are pretty much in control of all of our behaviors, including addictions and self-sabotage. Kathy does a fabulous job of reiterating all that you discuss. And then they mention that they're going to be getting that clearing soon, so that's the entity clearing. It's a great clearing to have, especially if you know you're walking into crowds of people or you're going to be around people all day. Yeah. So, Ron, did you want to talk about the entity clearing at all?
Yeah, they're all around us. So, I don't know what's worse, the aliens or the entities, you know? Maybe alien entities would be worse, huh? Anyway, back to you.
Yes. you wouldn't, not only would you not see them coming, but they're like, well, probably affecting you even more and then hanging out in your body for years. But every time you do that, so let's say you get the alien or the entity clearing and you run it for like by your age, does that get rid of the effects that they've had on you? And then when you run it by the situation, is that getting rid of the entities?
Well, it'll, when you do the first time through, it'll take out the entities that are in your body throughout your lifetime. Now, if they gave you an addiction or something, that would be a different clearing. But remember, entities are there when they're with you, making you want to do something. So that's the driving force behind your addiction or whatever that would be. So once you get rid of the entities, the body may have an addiction, but the driving force behind it may not be there. So that's the best way to look at entities. As far as anything else going on with your body, after you have the entities in you, you know, if they're making you just do something, maybe you don't like going out in the rain walking, and they love that. Okay, we'll just use that for example. And, you know, all your friends think you're kind of crazy with your umbrella going out in the rain, but you go, I like doing this. So that you get rid of the entities that are making you do that. That'd be under the unlimited version after you do your whole lifetime. And then you put in that particular situation of loving to walk in the rain with an umbrella. And, you know, normally that may cause or could cause, you know, you to get sick. Maybe not. But anyway, it's just not a normal thing. So when you put that in there, then it can get rid of that new or current entity that hopped into you after you did the whole lifetime clearing. And maybe you may stop, you know, going out in the rain. So that could be an addiction that you enjoy doing. So you kind of got to look at it to see if it's kind of a normal thing. Normally, entities will give you smoking addiction, you know, drinking, any of the things like that that are kind of harmful. They give you road rage if they come into you, you know. Maybe you're getting frustrated with somebody in front of you, you know, tapping their brake all the time. I haven't seen that for years, but maybe some of you out here have seen that. You know, and you know, you're in front of somebody going 3 miles an hour and they hit the brake. So the first time, you know, you're now on high alert, like, what's happening in front of this car? Well, you just find out that they happen to maybe drive with their 2 feet and their left foot's hitting the brake pedal every block or two, you know, and you can't get around them. So that can be kind of frustrating. I imagine some of you out there have had that. But like I said, I haven't seen that for years. I just thought I'd bring it up. And that could be an entity doing that. They're making you frustrated. So normally entities that come in are there to want to do and work with the body, make the body operate whatever way it would like to. And the entity is, you know, far more empowering, we'll say, more forceful than your spirit would ever even think of being and doing. So it can, you know, take over your body. That's what entities do. For their own enjoyment. It could be for your own detriment. But anyway, that's what you want to do, entity clearing. And I would think most people would do it probably if the unlimited, and at least do it maybe once a week to play it safe, at least twice a week for sure. I mean, every 2 weeks for sure, but maybe once a week might be good to do because you're around people and they can come into you and everything else. Bump into somebody, they could have these Klingons come into you. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it seems like they don't mind hanging on to some bad habit until they even kill the host. Like,
well, they can't kill the host. I'll give you an example here. Let's just say that you go to your favorite coffee house, and you're inside there, and you're in line, and you look at some of the desserts that they have before you get your coffee, and you go, man, this thing looks really, you know, awful. It's like half an inch of frosting on it, you know, and you're looking at it. And then all of a sudden you get up and you get your coffee, an entity pops into you who just loves Frosty. And you say, I would like to have one of those over there. You know, and, you know, 2 minutes earlier you're saying how disgusting it looked. And now you have this. The entity's in control of your body. You're enjoying your coffee. Remember, you may not like coffee that much, but it likes that dessert. And so now you're eating this dessert with a half-inch stick of Frosty on it, which, you know, would normally you wouldn't like, you know. And then you get done and you go, what the heck did I eat? You know, the thing left you. Now he's in somebody else. And you see somebody else, you know, across the room having this same thing you ate. And they're just gobbling this thing down as quick as they can because the entity wants more tasting of that. That's what happens. So, back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, and I could totally see a bunch of entities, like, throughout time getting an addiction to sugar when they were humans, or, you know, when they were in their own body, and then wanting to have that experience again because sugar is physically addictive, and then all of a sudden they can jump into your body, and they don't have to have any repercussions because you get the repercussions because you have the body, and they don't have the body anymore. So they can, like, just leave
that's,
if they want
correct.
To.
And they can also pick up addictions from other entities. So, anyway.
So, yeah.
Won't go into that too much, but yeah, they can like do a download of another entity that's in control of the body, and they're waiting to come forward to do their stuff. And I go, wow, this person, if they want to do this, that sounds great to me. I think I'll do this here too. So they can take on another addiction. So anyway, they shouldn't be here. They should be returned back to the Earth Spirit, and that's where they go to because the Earth Spirit created the emotional body, and that's what the hour is, emotional body, or people who are no longer living in a physical body. This is the emotional, energetic body, not the spirit. But they do call it a spirit because things that are invisible that can maybe go, you know, bump in the night, you know, that would be those type of bodies. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, so I was actually having this discussion the other day with this woman trying to explain what entities were and what the entity clearing could use, how she could use it and how it might help her. And then she was listening, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if her implants went off, but all of a sudden she was like, okay, well, I have to go. And I thought, I wonder if her entities in her realized that I was talking about them, and she didn't want to have any part of it because it meant they were going to go.
Yeah, they'd lose their home.
Yeah. Are they that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be it, probably.
I thought, oops. I gave them a heads up. I should have just told her to just do it and not said anything. But I wonder if they know. Are they that conscious that they can be like...
Well, yeah, of course they are. Yeah, they can make you do anything. So, yeah, when they... start getting the turf riled up, and they go, man, we may not be here if they do that clearing, you know. And they meant like that body. Maybe that body fits them perfectly, like a glove, you know. And, you know, they can always find somebody else, but maybe it's taken them, you know, a couple thousand bodies through body hopping to find one that they really enjoy. Now you're giving them a choice or her a choice. You know, the conscious part of you should get rid of these things. I go, wait a minute. You know, we're going to make her go to the bathroom or something. Adios, amigos. And she has to leave to do something. Maybe the thoughts came in. Oh, you've got to go buy, you know, cat food for your cat or something. You forgot about it and, you know, whatever. And off she went.
Hmm. Yep. It was kind of like that. She was just listening, and then all of a sudden she was like, oh, I have to go. So... okay, well, great. We have, yes, spoken many times on many different shows about entities. It is an important clearing and something I feel a lot of people that do this do on a very, very, very regular basis. I know I do, especially when I'm, you know, I go to work and there's all sorts of people around and I see them dealing with all sorts of things and I just run it every day for the situation of being at work. So, okay, we do have... a long email here that I have not read yet completely through, but the beginning starts out saying that they have a couple observations regarding the how they felt about the vortex clearing, and they said they felt the energy very powerfully during the actual session. And then the following 2 days, they kind of had an experience, I guess, where their body was adjusting to what had happened. And they said they felt a little bit strange, sort of heavy, and they slept very well, but then they still felt a little tired afterwards. That's fascinating. And they also had sensations in their feet, and they're wondering if, and also tingling sensations, and they're wondering if that was their spirit coming back or if that's where some major vortex points were. I don't know if you know, Ron.
I'd say since it's more of a, on the physical, it'd probably be where the actual vortex locations would be, and your body's going through a healing. So you could feel tired. That's perfectly normal. You know, for some people, it just depends how bad you were connected. So for feeling tired or, you know, maybe super relaxed, the sleeping well is good, but that's all part of the clarity, because you don't know what your body's going to do when it has to reintegrate itself with itself and to restore those points and reconnect the body blueprint to where these harmful energies used to be. So, yeah, it body has its own healing modalities that we don't really know too much about. So it'll do what it can to put it back into perfection again. So back to you.
Right. So I was wondering, because when you were doing the call, you were asking us to name our spot that we wanted to have healed, which usually relates to a part that might be, you know, stressed, sore, tired, achy, some sort of a body part. But what if we didn't necessarily key into the exact spots that needed to be worked on? Were the light beings doing that?
Well, when I give you a chance to input something, then that's what you want to do. I'm sure something could have been done for you, because remember, you're still on the light ship, so you may not know what you're talking about on the light ship. So being here, you know, it might be, you know, you may input something or you may not. But normally, if you have a body problem, you know, something that's an ache or pain or something, maybe something that happened a long time ago, and, you know, you may think that you're well, but you're not. And you mention that, and all of a sudden you feel a relief, something leave your body, and that means that's the healing work. But, yeah, you are in the light ship talking to the light beam. So even if you fell asleep completely through the whole call, you're still having the healing done. So the light beams will not choose something for you, because then it would be taking away your free will, free choice. So they don't do that. Otherwise, they'd be in darkness, telling you what's wrong with you, what you need to do next, and how they're going to help you. They don't do that whatsoever. You have to input to them what your problems are. Oh, back to you.
Yes. Okay, so then the same writer goes on to mention that because they've done a few clearings, what they feel is sort of, in a way, demotivated to engage in common life, like with other people, goals, things that they had, you know, before taken for granted that, you know, you have to do this or you have to do that or this is what a person does. And they're just like, nah. And I just wonder, isn't that just what peace feels like? They mention that they feel perfectly complete in nature. They're just like, yep, this is where it's at. This is where I want to be. Can I just stay here?
Yeah, when you have the clearings, as you start releasing more of those, you know, blockages, energetic blockages from your, you know, those energetic bodies, you come to a point to where, and it may only be a few bodies that you have to do, but you come to a point to where you really don't care too much about life because you're at peace, and you don't look for anything to push your buttons typically. You can, but normally, you know, you sort of like get rid of the drama and trauma of life, and you just live in peace, and then you're in the present moment more. And remember, in the present moment, there is no duality, so you're not going to have any ups and downs at all. So you're just looking for just living life without attachment. So you're just detached from everything. That's about what I can say. And that's how it feels to be peaceful. That's the way it is when you're on other planets in the light universe, we'll call it. There's no attachment to anything. And the attachments here keep you reincarnated. That's the major rule of the darkness. You messed up in your last lifetime. You did something wrong. You got to come back. That's what they tell you. And so you come back knowing that what they're telling you is, it's correct information for the darkness, but not when you're in light. So you're trying to figure out, I am in light, but the light's judging me, but that must be okay because I think I'm in light because I saw the white light tunnel and I saw, Mother Mary or Jesus or Muhammad or whatever, and you go, man, I think I went to the right place. And everybody else that you talk to and your cell phone goes, yeah, we had the same experience you did, so it must be right. And you go, yeah, but I got to come back here again. I never have done it before ever on a life planet. And they go, well, yeah, but that's the way it works here, So then you start judging yourself and you think something's wrong with you and you come back to try to make amends and your whole soul family is behind you, saying, hey, come on back. We'll help you out here. You have support. We have the energy from the darkness supporting us and they call it the light. Remember, you went through the white light tunnel. Of course, you had to go into light. So that's kind of the way it is. But, yeah, you will become the word disattached. You're going to become peaceful. And things that used to bother you won't bother you any longer, and you may not even react to anything. And your friends may think that you're kind of weird because you're not reacting or responding. And they're wondering what the heck's going on with you because you're peaceful. And they never knew you as being peaceful. And then they may start asking questions. How did you turn peaceful? What did you do? So, and they go, why don't you talk to me anymore? Why don't you get upset when we go out to lunch and I talk about my old past relationships and how awful they were and how you used to really get upset and jumping up and down and saying, it happened to me too and I did this to that person and everything else And all of a sudden you just realize, I've been there, done that. I don't need to go into that stuff again. Why go back into the timeline? And then you realize, I don't want to go into timelines that I've already corrected and healed and I'm out of. I don't want to be with this person who's talking about timelines by telling me their experiences so I can look at it and connect to it. That puts me back into duality. So that's once you realize that you don't want to get into timeline, which is your parallel life, and you don't want to, engage with stuff that's out there that seems to be maybe, the way everything else is working. Kind of like, people say, right now the moon's doing this, that, and the other, or, Saturn's in retrograde or whatever. For me, so what? If you want to believe that and you want that to affect you, then, definitely go on to those timelines. That's what they're there for. Declaring the planet star vortex clearing, and very possibly, you're going to get out of those energies, and then you don't have to worry about them anymore. Other than that, that's what you go by when you see the things in all the newspapers trying to give you a heads up of what's going on with the horoscopes, And just know that there's a way to get out. Just do the timeline crashing on an incident, maybe many of them, and do your whole lifetime energetic body clearing. If you don't clear your bodies off, then you're going to be on all those timelines because the aliens have a way to get in. So, like I said, the timeline crashing is strictly a band-aid. If you don't clean out your energetic bodies, then of course they'll put you on timelines. Now you got to go in and do clearings on the timelines because they put you there. Why do they put you there? Because they read your energy field, they read your psychic billboard, they go, this person has a contaminated trauma body. We're going to give them trauma. And then they'll be in all these timelines, and we can control those timelines. And that's just the way it works. Once you catch on to what's happening, then you go, wait a minute, I don't want to play this game any longer. I've been doing it for, thousands of years. I have a way to get out now. And your body will be very grateful. So back to you.
Oh man, it is great when you feel just at peace. It's not even great. It's just peaceful. It's just like, this is awesome. So our listener goes on to say in the rest of the letter that he's written, it says that he kind of came from the New Age world before he found Ron. And he says, he goes on different, he has since gone on different forums and tried to say, hey, check this guy out, speaking of you, Ron, and finds that more people, they continually go back into these predictions of what's going to happen, and they get more upset, and it's like they almost maybe want something to happen. It's very strange, and then he kind of wonders why, Ron, your stuff isn't more popular than it is, and I've often felt the same way. And from going to different conferences and stuff and talking with you, I realized, well, it's simple. It's because you're not using mind control. So people are so used to that and so used to revering what is going on in their brain and their thoughts. And like you said at the beginning, not speaking to their own spirit and not even knowing how to feel something in their heart and just be. And so when it doesn't look like the mind control that we've constantly been under, we simply don't understand it. So I don't know. I guess the only way to get past that is to do the 2,000-year barcode removal and put specific people's names in there.
Yeah, and that can help. I'm sure that helped out a lot for many people who were having difficulties, just within relationship or just being with people. So that does help them to get off the stuff that was put on them that would come mainly in place, maybe 100 years before the ascension time, was supposed to happen. So remember, the darkness wants to bring everything, all the toys forward now. That's why we have all this technology. And, it's there to keep us from going into, ascension by where you want to work on yourself, we'll say, or just to be peaceful. Typically, people will talk about ascension. They'll give you the warm, fuzzy feeling stuff and do attunements and transmissions and whatever else they do to bring in more darkness energy into you. And that's a sad thing, too, because the darkness knows that ascension time's here, so why would they want to free you? The darkness free you from the old programs, They don't want to do that, so they'll bring in practitioners and train them out of nowhere, have them abducted on alien ships, and they come back and have all this great knowledge, we'll say, of information. They never asked to go there, but they got taken, and they don't know what the answer is. You say, how did you feel? Didn't you say no? Or they go, oh, no, this is a great thing, I have all this information now, and I can help all these people. Well, they're just putting you down the rat hole further. So it gets to be kind of sad in one way, and you just got to realize that, once you do the mind-to-heart drop, you realize, this is what it's all about, peace. So back to you.
Yeah, I wish there was more of a way to get this out there more faster. But so let's say, Ron, I'm doing the 2,000-year barcode removal, just even the first 100 years, for somebody that they say they're interested in this type of information, but they're just not seeing it. And that clearing really, really helps. And I can put their name in. Is that one so important to have their photo in front of it?
Well, the name will work. You may not have photos of somebody, So, if you don't have a picture of somebody, it'll still work, just that it's better to have the photo. But it'll still work. That's why, the 2,000-year darkness one, you just put somebody's name in and, you just let it run. And it will connect to the different energies that the body has stored into it. So it's not necessarily going back into the lives that the person physically lived the spirit lived in the body. This has taken out the DNA that your body has, you know, stored in it of negativity. So some people think you have to clear your past lives. Well, your past lives are what your physical body has now with it. You do have lives that you might be able to remember, you know, being somewhere else that your physical body was never even there. It was off planet for, you know, 500 years. So you could have a recall somehow, maybe through the Akashic records of a past life or lives that you have had, not with your body now. But remember, you're in your body now. So that's what you want to clean out, is get rid of the stuff inside of your physical body, because that's where you're living. You would not be able to attach to that body that you used to live in, say, you know, 5,000 years ago, even though you may have a remembrance of doing something to somebody, maybe, you know, you're a caveman or something, you know, and you remember doing something. And so that's strictly Akashic record stuff. You really want to timeline crash all that to get that off of you. So that's another way that the darkness can give you something to do, because you're putting energy onto it. But your main problem is your body that you have in this lifetime. That's all of your stuff that you're dealing with, because you have to navigate through that stuff, get rid of that stuff to get peace. So, back to you.
Okay. So we did have somebody write in about the Vortex call, and they said, I just wanted to share, when Ron did the tax date release, I was amazed. I felt that come off my chest, along with much more releases. Great call, Ron. And they have a question. Are you going to be doing this special call for women and alien babies and hybrids that might be out there? Somebody would love to do that. I know you mentioned it a long time ago, but we didn't set a date yet.
I don't know. I would like to do it, but the problem is that I can't really give you a remedy for this. Which means that, let's just say that we started doing that and I said, okay, we're now going to connect you to, you know, your children somewhere. And I have done this before with people that would come to me and say, yeah, Ron, I know I've been up on a ship and I know I have children. They know that, you know, 100%. And then I can, you know, connect them to their children. So that's a different setting. Now, if you were on the call, we'll say, Michelle, hypothetically here, and you never thought you were abducted, you never thought you had children by aliens, and I said, okay, now we're going to be doing, working on you where they maybe extracted the fetus out of you at maybe 1.5 months, and because that's what they normally do, and then they raise them, like in test tubes, we'll say, and, you know, you're going along for the ride, and you go, oh, man, I feel that energy in my body, and I got a child someplace, and you're going to get really worried, and I can't really, you know, and maybe you're afraid, is it going to happen again, and what happened to my child and everything else, and what if I couldn't find it? And so I don't have a remedy for that particular person. So I don't want to traumatize, you know, any women and or even men. But mainly be women, you know, by doing a call like that. That's the problem that I would have, because I have no remedy. You know, you might say, shit, I have all these kids up here, and, you know, I know I've had false pregnancies, I thought, and maybe it's happened 10 times in my life, and so now I know what it is. I've given birth, but, you know, I think it'd be too traumatizing for the regular, you know, population, will say, the people listening here to do that. So that's why I'm not doing the call right now, because I don't have a remedy for it. I can't fix you. I can give you the information, but then what are you going to do with it? It probably won't empower you whatsoever. So I don't want to create a problem.
Right.
So back to you.
That makes me think about that one clearing that you have called something for motherhood.
I think it's resentment for motherhood.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about that? We rarely talk about that one.
Well, I put that one up because I have heard women talk about this. Normally they don't like talking about it because they really can't say, you know, I wish I never got pregnant, and I wish I didn't have my children, because my life was going in one direction and then I had to go into another. And I just can't say I don't like them any longer. I do have to love them, you know, we'll say, and care for them. But, you know, if I could do it over again, I wouldn't have any children. And that's one way to look at it. The other one is like, you know, God, I really look great. And now I had children, and I kind of gained some weight. My hips got wider, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe you ended up with some type of, you know, problem with your bladder or something. Or, you know, just things happen. And so, you know, you have that resentment. And you have no way to get rid of it. It's always there. Okay, so I'm talking to the women who say, yeah, that sort of happened to me. You know, I'm really not going to go there that I don't like my children because I see them, you know, at Christmas and Thanksgiving, and they're older now. But, and I did enjoy living with them, you know, when I raised them and stuff. But, you know, it might be some underlying thing there that, you know, if you could just get neutral and say, you know, I would have probably been better off not even getting married and having children to have more freedom. So that's why that's on the website. Okay? I could have put one on for men, but men typically I don't think go through that much, you know. You know, having carrying a baby and stuff and the pain of having a child and everything else, you know, is, you know, traumatic, you know. So, you know, I can't speak for women. I can just kind of say, well, this is what I think they go through, you know. Plus having your menstrual cycle once a month and everything else, you know. You know what I'm talking about. So that's why I put that on the website. So, when you get a clearing, you know, I don't really keep track of the names. It comes through of what clearing you're having, but I don't normally check them out that thoroughly to see who's doing what, okay? So, you know, if you do want to get it, don't worry, I'm not going to be looking to see if you have that one or not. So anyway, back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of women would say, oh, well, some, you know, negative things happened and some very positive things happened. But I'm sure that if you did that clearing, then it would just take away the resentment in general or anything, and then you'd probably end up having better relationships with your children or your husband or whatever, because you don't have that emotional attachment of the expectation.
That's correct. So that could really probably improve your relationships with people, mm-hmm. you know, and your family members, you know, by doing that. So anyway, that's why I put it on there. I'm sure it's going to go pretty deep if you do that. So, back to you.
You know, this happened a while ago, but I'll never forget it, and I really don't know why. It was no big deal, but I went to a family gathering, and my cousin, who I don't know that well or anything, but she had just adopted two little girls, and they were beautiful little girls, and I went to the house, you know, and everyone was there for the gathering. And I said, hey, Kelly, how you doing? And she looked at me and she goes, oh, I'm really good. And then later on, she said, you know that you're the first person that's acknowledged me at all? She says, everyone, like, talks to my kids and looks at my kids and plays with my kids, but nobody has acknowledged me or my husband at all. And I was like,
oh,
really? Yeah. That's interesting. So, you know, people are people, whether they have kids. We're all valid and good, and we all have our own lives going on. So, okay, we do have another Vortex testimonial. It says, I woke up this morning feeling peppier than I have in months. I remember you saying...
I could probably talk on that.
Okay.
I had to put the earth back into place this morning. It was out 3 degrees. And I also did it maybe a week or so ago, so... I need you people at least once a week, and I think we're going to probably do it maybe either Friday or Saturday to check the Earth out. So if anybody feels goofy, they wake up and it doesn't feel right, or they want to, you know, they get out of bed and they put their foot down, doesn't feel right, like one side of their body's heavier than the other, or, you know, something strange, get on our program and have me check the Earth out. So this morning it was at 3% out. And you feel strange. I can't tell you. The worst time was about 6%. That was, maybe a month ago, I guess. But you do feel strange, different, not connected. Everything, as it gets further out, and I don't know what percentage it would be, but let's just say that it hits 5%. I may not be right with that number. We'll just say that I'm correct, okay? But it's 5% out. And now all of a sudden you start looking around and the trees are plastic. Everything is plastic around you. Everything is fake, okay? And the water, if you look at water, doesn't look right. The water out of your faucet doesn't look right. And you go, man, you know, but you can't really put your finger on it. You just know something is off, but you really just can't say what it is. So if you feel that way, come on to BBS and say, Ron, I don't know what's happening. Is the Earth out of balance, out of sync or something? Remember, the dark side is definitely trying to bring in timelines now and stick them onto the now timeline. They're doing their darndest. And sometimes they're so powerful, it can shake and move the planet a little bit because the planet's in the now. Just think how much energy it takes to move the planet here over a little bit to affect everybody on it. So it's up to you people to let me know. I may not catch it. I got plenty of things going on besides that. So anyway, back to you, Michelle. Well, you can finish with the question now.
Okay, so you're thinking that she felt peppier this morning, not just because of the vortex clearing, but because of what was going on with the entire Earth.
Yes, uh-huh.
I definitely concur. Okay, so then it goes on to say, I remember you saying to wait a few days after the vortex removal, and then we will notice changes, and I feel that that is true. The removal of vortexes has strengthened my body. My mind is clearer also. Thank you for another great healing call that was deep and transformative.
Great.
So, very good. Yep. It's exactly. We didn't know we had these things until you get them cleared, and then you feel better, and you're just like, wow, something must have been there. Okay. So let's see here. Okay, so this is back to entities. They said they were in a store and somebody started to get agitated while they were waiting to buy something. And she verbally said something to stay away, actually. And if she didn't, she would not be happy about it. And they thought that she just had mental issues, so they backed away. And they appreciated the warning. They think that the entity gave them, that they're feeling that the entity said, you should back away from me. And they said, was the light being energy around me irritating the entity? That is an interesting point, Ron. Because I feel like sometimes I kind of irk people in a way, like they see something in me and they're just like, and they like have to go away. Does that happen? Do entities like recognize what's going on?
Oh, yeah. They're just like a human body, so that they understand what's going on. And so they, remember, they're probably trying to pull energy off everybody around them. That's what they're doing. They're kind of like a psychic vampire in a sense, because you're stealing the energy of the body they're living in. And then when you come along and you're emitting, you know, nothing, which, you know, we'll say is light, automatically they may wonder what's going on, and they may go, uh-oh, this is a threat to me because I can't tap into that person. And so they could be maybe upset from that. And so, that kind of can get into a topic of, your shadow self or shadow bodies, from the darkness that come in, which could be entities. And if they come in, they probably will have their own agenda and maybe have a dark side equivalent to your emotional body and maybe your pain body and all the other bodies that you have, trauma body, fear body, anxiety body. So maybe when they come in like as a shadow body, this would be a really strong one that would be with you. This is one that's trying to take over your body. So they may have those energetic life forms with them that would copy from the light. And now you wonder why you feel so dark and why you feel so hopeless, because that shadow body now is sucking everything out of your physical body, and it's there now trying to replace it. So I'm just kind of talking about shadow bodies here, which is also, in a sense, an entity. So that could be why some people would say, yeah, I really felt crappy the other day. You know, I don't know what was going on, but whatever I did, people didn't like me, and I felt awful, and I'm trying to make sense out of nonsense, and I just can't relate to life here, and I feel upset, and you can go, kind of go on and on and on, but it could be a shadow body in you relating and trying to live a life through your physical life form, which is your physical body. So shadow bodies, and that's on the alien attack page, I believe, to clear out shadow bodies. So I could bring up a whole other can of worms that we could have, and I imagine they would have a copy of everything that we would have ourselves. So you do feel like you're in a black hole some days. It could be a shadow body that's attaching to you and trying to work through your body. So back to you.
Oh, you know what? I was just going to look to see if the shadow body was a choice on the alien attack page. I hadn't realized. Is that new? Because
I think it would be in there.
Okay. If anyone can comment on that, let us know. Okay, so someone wants you to please explain.
Or could be a shapeshifter, in a sense, too, So.
Yeah. I've seen that on the exact page, the shapeshifters. So somebody wants you to explain, Ron, when you talk about entity babies.
Oh. What is an entity baby?
Yeah.
That's from a one-night stand. Oh, that's...
Yep.
That would be an entity baby.
Probably a good percentage of the population.
Yeah.
So interesting. So I did actually do remember you speaking about this at length in one of the older shows, saying that the entities in one person will be attracted to the entities in another, thinking if we can make another baby, then we can go in that baby, and then we can control that baby from very early on.
Yeah, and I would imagine that, let's just say that happens, okay? And the man felt responsible, so he married, the lady. They really didn't like each other too much, but they had some common areas that they liked. So they figure, well, we'll just maybe get married or just be together for the sake of the child, right? And that happens. And so all of a sudden you got this baby from hell, you don't know what to do with it. You can't control it. Maybe its eyes are all glossed over, And you go, man, what did we create here? Well, that's what you created. So, if you know somebody like that, and, or you have a child, or it could even be you, hopefully not, but, start doing some clearings to clean out those entities, that stuff that's in there, especially if it could be a an alien type baby. Maybe something got put into the woman. This show could go downhill pretty quick. I want to leave in a more upper end here, of sanity. But yeah, anyway, guess yeah. We'll leave that part out. I did see a lady that her mother was abducted many, many times. A young girl, I think she was about 16 when I saw her. And she had a rib cage of a dog. And she knew that, and, she showed me the ribs, and I, that looks like a dog's rib cage, And so, the mother knew all about, the test tube babies and stuff. And anyway, so that does happen. Oh, back to you.
Wow. Okay. Somebody says the last 3 days have been very heavy, and they were curious as to what was happening. They did not feel good at all. So not only were they walking from side to side and almost falling down, they said, thank you for mentioning what happened the last few days. It wasn't just a normal event, or it wasn't necessarily the way they were feeling. It was something that was actually happening.
Yeah. So we kind of think, maybe you have a gyroscope in you that makes you walk straight, you can move around and you don't, feel strange or dizzy. And just think if they took over that gyroscope and they didn't have it work any longer, which is probably what happens when the Earth gets turned, a few degrees one way or the other. And I just can't recall what the difference was, if it's kind of think here. I maybe mentioned on one of the shows that the Earth is taken from left to right, okay? So that would be on the, that's the latitude, I believe. I think that's emotional energies. And then if it's taken longitudinally up and down, that's more, I think, on the mental. I mentioned it to somebody, maybe one of the co-hosts. It's been a while, maybe 6 months ago. Maybe it was on one of the programs. But that's what happens, how they, what they do to you to mess you up. And then they probably use the grid lines to enforce that very strongly into your body, and that's why, your body's trying to readjust, but it has nothing inside of it because they turned off your gyroscope, we'll say, and you just can't function properly. Or you might find your car, or you're driving your car, and you keep getting pulled to the right side of the road or something. You go, wow, this is weird. I'm automatically moving the car to the right, and I don't know why I'm doing that. So anyway, back to you. It looks like our show's to be closing down shortly.
We are close. So just to close, somebody had written back about the longer question that we read earlier. It just says that they find that a relation to them is very fascinated by the Olympics and the super competitiveness, and they find themselves just not really caring, to be honest. And then they also say it's hard to find the motivation. So I think those are all just signs of you're at peace. It's okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you don't care, then you're at peace. So
yeah.
I guess we'll end the program here. We'll do the mind to heart drop. And if you want to say out loud, and if you can do it every hour, maybe we'll get comments on people now, get a little timer, and maybe, do it, it's only 20 seconds long. It's not a whole amount of time out of your life, to become peaceful. So here we go. And once an hour would be great if you could do that and get a day planner so you don't forget things. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we can count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Once you get used to doing it, and you know that it works, and you could probably just do, 3, 2, 1, that'd be fine 3 times. But here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And if you get really good at it, you can do like I do at the expos maybe, and just snap your finger. as your body will know that that's the command and everything happens instantly. So you could try that if you've been doing this for maybe 6 months or so. Just know that when you snap your finger, you're going to be in the present moment. So we'll see if anybody has done that or wants to try that and just see how they feel. And then after that, do the counting and just see if there's any shifting going on, because you may have to fine-tune it slightly. Anyway, blessings, everybody. Thank you, ladies. And we shall see you later. So hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow. Wednesday, we do our replica call. And then this weekend, 4-hour call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific Saturday, and we start at 10 o'clock Pacific Sunday for the 8-hour call. So bye, everyone. Thank you.